Mason Nealon here today, back on our 2025 girls basketball preseason interview coaches show. Joined by now the ESAC Raiders head girls basketball coach Josh Dietrich. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today.
No, absolutely. Happy to be here.
So this season, looking at some of the girls here, I know this is probably one of your first seasons working with the girls here, but can you talk to me a little bit about some of the girls that are coming back for this program this year?
Yep. Returner starters that we have Sarah Bontrager. She's a senior this year. Jordan Carroll is also a senior. And Chloe Barrett had some good minutes there last year. She's also a senior this year. So really going to be relying on those three girls to be leaders for us. And they bring a lot of experience. After that, we pretty much, you know, we're pretty brand new this year. We got a lot of girls that are inexperienced at the varsity level. So being able to catch them up to speed is going to be a little bit of a challenge. But, you know, we're looking forward to it.
And you talk about those three seniors. To have leaders that have been there and done that before for you guys, do you feel like that's big for your program?
No, absolutely. Those three girls specifically, with the minutes that they've played, have seen a lot of basketball. And especially, like I said previously before the interview, the Twin Lakes Conference is pretty competitive. So having those girls play against, you know, the competitive teams, the Newell Fondas, the Emmitsburg, Pocahontas, is really valuable asset to our team, and they can kind of get everyone acquainted that way.
And I'm looking at the roster. I don't know if this is fully official yet or not, but you look at the roster and a couple freshmen there as well as some sophomores. I mean, what do these underclassmen bring to the table?
No, they bring a ton of value to the table. We got some good size for our underclassmen. We have Miranda Gertis. She's going to be playing a big role this year for us. She's 6 foot. Reese Ashinger is another one of those girls who can really shoot it. She's going to be a big asset for us this year as well. A lot of those girls, they've played a lot of basketball too, you know, junior high, AAU, so they bring that knowledge to our team, and they help us get better every single day. So,
for this team here, I know just about a week of practice under your belt. What have you seen that these girls are doing really well so far?
Girls are doing really well. You know, it's my first year as a head coach, and, you know, they're still getting used to me, but I've been throwing a lot of things at them the past week, but they've been handling it really well. Like I said, I've been throwing a lot at them, and they've been working really hard to understand the system that I've been putting in place. You know, so all I can say is they've just been working really hard.
And you talk about working really hard here. I know we had kind of talked about the practice schedule with you still helping out kind of with the boys as well. Run me through kind of what the girls are thinking about this practice schedule and having a different time as well.
Yeah, so tonight we practice 6:30 to 8:45. We'll pretty much flip-flop with the boys when we can, so I can still help out with them. But, you know, they had a pretty tough week last week, long week, 2.5-hour practices, working really hard there. So it's good for them to get off their feet even more. They might throw them off their routine a little bit right after school, not getting to practice. But I fully expect us to, you know, step into practice and be focused, be ready to go in that sense.
For you guys as well here, what are kind of the big goals and ideas for this team this season?
Big goals are just to compete. Competitiveness is one of our standards that we have for our team, and just that knowledge is that we're just going to go into every game and we're going to compete our tails off, and we're going to give every team that we play our best fight every single night, night in and night out. And, you know, that's our biggest expectation this year. You know, really getting those underclassmen more experience as well, and like I said, just competing every night.
For you guys as well here, do you feel like you need to find an identity, or do you feel like the girls have kind of found their identity as a team so far through practice?
I think we still need to find our identity. It's still early. Like I said, girls still kind of getting used to the new coaching staff. I'm still getting used to the girls, trying to see, you know, what makes them tick, what makes them go as a basketball player. So once we get more acquainted, we'll find our identity one way or another. But like I said, we're going to be based on that competitive edge for sure this year.
For you guys as well, do you feel like some of that's going to be with a little bit of time and experience together, whether that's doing this week of practice or the next week of practice or even when the games start rolling around? Do you feel like that's going to help you guys start to get kind of in that flow state?
No, absolutely. And I think growing pains are going to be something we're all going to go through, especially with the young and experienced team that we have. I wouldn't be surprised if we're not really into our identity till late to mid-December, till we start to really figure out, you know, what we got going for us and what we can lean on every single night.
For you guys now as well, I know we kind of gave a little rundown about the conference as well, but kind of your full thoughts on what you think the Twin Lakes will look like this year.
Yeah, obviously, your top teams in the Twin Lakes, you have Newell Fonda, Pocahontas, Emmitsburg, Sioux Central. Those are your four big dogs at the top. Emmitsburg's got a really good team this year. They bring back all of their juniors from last year. Newell Fonda's Newell Fonda. You know, they're perennial powerhouse. They produce every single year. They're always tough. Pocahontas the same way. They're always tough and competitive every single year in the same way with Sioux Central. So those are your top four teams for sure. Then after that, the field's pretty wide open. And like I said before the interview, Twin Lakes is one of the best conferences for girls basketball in the area. So you're going to get a fight every single night, no matter who you play.
I look at kind of some of the other schedules with some of our other coaches as well, and you see some girls teams try and get a game into November, and like either next week or something like that, you get something before that Thanksgiving break here. For you guys, Woodbury Central on the 2nd here. Is it more focused on practice right now on getting kind of the basics down and getting your team ready to go, or when do you feel like that shift to looking towards opponents is going to come?
Yep, so we have a scrimmage this coming Thursday at Woodbury Central. I don't know who we're scrimmaging yet, but that'll be a good test for us to see, you know, where we're at in a game setting. My big philosophy is just working hard in practice. And I think the more practice time that we get and competing against each other in practice, my girls do a great job of competing every single day and every drill that we do, and they're really making each other better every single day. So the more practice time I think that we can get is really going to set us apart. But no, I'm looking forward to see how we play on a Thursday against whoever we end up playing, just in the scrimmage sense, to see how we look in a game setting.
And then kind of more of a question geared towards you here. What is it like, I mean, doing part of the duties with the boys basketball team and then now being the head coach for the girls basketball team as well? What's that kind of like for you?
No, it's a lot of hours, you know, but it's coaching. And I love coaching. It's what I'm meant to do. And obviously I didn't want to give up what the boys spending the last 2 years with them. But, you know, I was excited for the opportunity to step in with the girls and take over the reins of our girls program. So it'll be a lot of long nights, you know, but it's what I love to do, and I'm willing to sacrifice and do everything I can for both boys and girls teams.
For you guys this season here, kind of wrapping up, looking at the season as a full scale before you get going here, what are kind of the goals that these girls have set or you have set, and what are the expectations as well?
Expectations, yeah, kind of like I stated earlier, you know, is we're going to give every team that we play our best fight every single night. Our goal is to just, you know, play our brand of basketball. You know, we want to try and limit turnovers, be able to rebound the ball, you know, and play fast in transition. You know, I think a lot of teams in the Twin Lakes, they really amp up the pressure, especially with their half-court presses. So being able to handle that and just, you know, get out in the open court and just play free. You know, a lot of the stuff that we've been going over in practice is, you know, throwing the ball ahead in transition, playing free motion and offense, you know, and then just playing tight defense. You know, I think our defense is going to be a big staple for us this year. I'm a big defensive-minded coach, so being able to have our girls buy in to the defensive system and really cause havoc against the teams that we play and, you know, causing turnovers is going to be a really big thing for us.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here today. I know we'll probably catch up with you throughout the season as well for our weekly interviews, but thank you for your time here today on the Coach's Show.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Was Josh Dietrich, the ESAC girls basketball coach.